Hello, 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 everyone. Hello, everyone. Lisa Dalton here, and welcome to the Finding Peace Within podcast. I am your host, Lisa L. Dalton. Let me first thank you for tuning into the podcast. There are a lot, hundreds, thousands of podcasts out here that you could be listening to right now, but you chose to listen to me and the Finding Peace Within podcast, and I thank you for doing that. Thank you. Those of you who are watching via YouTube, I want to thank you for tuning in, subscribing, and liking the channel and your comments. I appreciate everything that you're sharing with me and letting me know how the podcast is blessing you. Now, if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me on Facebook at Lisa Wilson Dalton. You can find me on Twitter at I am Lisa Dalton. Instagram, Dalton.Lisa, no, Dalton.Wilson. That's something I be forgetting my own stuff. Dalton.Lisa. And my website, FindingPeaceWithin.org. And the Finding Peace Within podcast was created to help you find your authentic self through spiritual awareness. And how do you do that? Well, studying the Word of God and doing the necessary work that you need to do in order to find the peace within yourself. Today, we're going to talk about compromise. What happens when you compromise more of yourself and then you end up losing yourself because you're always compromising. You're always yielding to what other people want from you. What happens to you? So as we are studying more about ourselves and more about I just want to be me and being that authentic person, we'll see the challenges that comes when you are the one that's always compromising. And y'all know I like to open up with prayer, so let's go ahead and get started with our prayer. Lord, we thank you this day, oh God, for your love and your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We just thank you, oh God. We ask that you be with me as I study the Word of God. Because in your Word, you said that we were all beautiful and fearfully made, which means that everything that you made was beautiful and that we are all our own individual people, yet here to serve, but yet individual. So I ask that you anoint my words and let it be a blessing to everyone. Amen, amen. So what does it mean to compromise? What is a compromise? A compromise is something that you do in order, and a lot of us compromise just for peace sake, you know, just for peace sake. Let's see, what does Webster say? Compromise. The definition of compromise is an agreement or a settlement of a dispute that is reached by each side making concession. Accept standards that are lower than that is desirable. That's another compromise when you just settle. Well, I'll just compromise, even though that's not what you want to do. But compromises is an understanding, a settlement, an agreement that this time we're going to go your way. But what happens when the this time is all the time? Who hasn't heard about the importance of compromise? You know, when you're married, you compromise. When you're in a business relationship, you're compromising. And a lot of times, any relationship requires a compromise because you can't get your way all the time. If my dad told me when I got married the first time, he said, if you agree on everything, then somebody is unhappy. Because you will never agree on everything. If you are agreeing on everything, listen, Miss Lisa says, if you are agreeing on, we agree on everything. Well, no, you're lying because nobody agrees on everything. So if you are agreeing on everything, you're making too many compromises. That's what my daddy said. I'm just saying. But how often do we hear about the price that is paid for the compromise? In a relationship or in a significant agreement. You know, we get this passive behavior, and sometimes I find myself being passive. It's like, oh, okay, well, since finding my peace within, I'm learning to say, no, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to be so accommodating that I just lose myself in the process of making sure you're okay. And that's what happens when we are people pleasers. We accommodate so much, you know, and as wives, we are adaptable. Therefore, our husbands get a lot of their way because we are adaptable. Even without children, we adapt to their behavior, which is not the way we should be doing things. We shouldn't be adapting to bad behavior. People don't grow that way. This involves violating your own right by failing to express your honest feelings, thoughts, and beliefs, and consequently permitting others to violate your rights. When you don't stand up for yourself, you violate your own rights, and then you get mad with the other person because of how you're feeling, because you failed to stand up for yourself and use your voice. Non-assertive people feel that they have no control over what goes on in their lives. They are controlled and immobilized. So you are just standing, paralyzes. That's what I say. Paralyzes. And when you analyze every situation, oh, what about this? Oh, what about that? Why this? Why that? Oh, if we did this. Oh, if we did that, this is going to happen. You end up doing nothing. Nothing. So you don't want to get to a place when you just analyze everything and you become immobile. And when you compromise on a lot of things, you don't know how to move forward in your own thoughts. So what happens when you deny or suppress the meaningful portion of yourself? And that's your soul. What happens? Well, by continuing to compromise and deny important aspects of yourself, you stay anxious and conflicted. And it takes a toll on you and your relationship with yourself. I can go on and on and on about things about myself where I've compromised in situations. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll go along with this. Oh, okay, I'll go along with that. And I don't feel good about my decision. We've done that in relationships, especially in dating relationships. We're not going to talk about compromising what we want to eat. That's simple. But when you compromise, and I've spoke about this before, in my second marriage, I wanted to go to college. And, you know, he said no, because of where I am in my life, in the stage of my life, you going to college will affect what I want to do. And, you know, what I want to do for us and with us. I don't want you to have to be in class, and I want to go travel. So what was the compromise? I didn't go. So it really wasn't a compromise. I just accommodated and say, okay, that's not going to happen. You know, so 20 years later, I went to college. I didn't have to compromise. I went to college and I got my degree. But what happened in my mind, I was saying, man, I'm never going to go to college. This is not going to happen. But then I had to tell myself, you're not going to always be here. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to do some of the things you want to do. Why would you risk selling yourself out? For a number of reasons, we sell ourselves out. Number one is to keep the peace. And I said in the last podcast, silence does not mean peace. Because I agree with you does not mean we are at peace. You could be having war within yourself because you just want to make peace. And I think on the Aretha Franklin trailers, she said, in order to have peace, you have to disturb the peace. I was like, girl, that is good. In order to have peace, you have to disturb the peace, because what you think is peace is not peace. We could be walking around here in silence and somebody is brewing on the inside. Yeah, I can remember, you know, with Leviticus Singers, we traveled, well, before COVID, we traveled a lot. And I go to a women's conference in September every year. And we've been doing it for the past 10 years. Of course, COVID came, so we couldn't go. And it seemed like every time we got ready, it was time for me to go to the conference at Myrtle Beach, Leviticus always had to go sing. So I couldn't go. So several years I missed because, you know, my obligation to the ministry, to singing with the ministry. So I remember saying to my husband, I was like, you know, because he's the leader of the group, I was like, I'm going to the women's conference the next year. I'm going. So you're going to have to find another soprano. I'm not compromising this anymore. And I had been compromising all these years, you know, serving the ministry, but not doing what I really wanted to do in my own ministry because I was a part of the team. So I either had to miss Friday night because we had to sing and then drive down there after getting back, or miss the entire weekend. You know, so the compromise for me was not working out for me until I said something and said, you're going to have to find another soprano. Just to keep the peace, I would not go for myself. Number two, to preserve the relationship. A lot of times we want these relationships, so we compromise everything. Well, I don't like, well, I'll just talk about myself. I like to be outdoors, and y'all know I like to be outdoors. Felicia gave me a cup, says, the garden is my happy place. If it's sunny outside, I am going to be outside, I don't know, raking leaves, raking something, digging dirt, something outdoors. And my husband really doesn't care about being outdoors. But I'm not preserving my relationship because he doesn't like to be outdoors. I'm going outside, whether you like to or not. But a lot of us accommodate and do things to preserve our relationships. I don't really, I'm trying to think, what does he ask me to do that I really don't like doing? Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. A lot of times we do things in relationships that we really, I can think of some stuff in my last marriage. I've always been married, but anywho. Oh, I was dating this guy, and he liked to go down to Bailey's Ford, y'all. Well, if you're not from Charlotte, you won't know what I'm talking about. But on Bailey's Ford Road, it used to be a car wash. And he liked to go down to the car wash and just hang out. You know, I'm not the car wash hangout girl. At the car wash. That is not who I am. To preserve this relationship, you know, I would go hang out at the car wash with him, you know, with the Glock on the side. I'm like, I am not a gun smoke girl. Why are you hanging out here with these hoodlums, these thug people? You from the suburbs. You don't do that. You know, but to preserve the relationship, I was going hanging out at the car wash. In the brown Monte Carlo, you know, thug life, you know, but anywho, that's what I'm talking about. When you're trying to maintain a relationship and be a part of somebody's life, you're doing stuff that you would never do. And you don't enjoy doing it because your life is at risk. Number three, you believe you don't deserve to pursue your desires vigorously. Again, you put what you want to do on the back. I know a lot of women who have made sacrifices. And I can talk about myself too. Making sacrifices, but he's never stopped me from doing what I want to do. But I have made sacrifices. Who have made sacrifices in their life, their careers, things that they wanted to do, that their husbands and our partners said, no, not now. But they got theirs. They went on and got their degrees and their doctorate degrees and more master's degrees. Or they did, you know, what they wanted to do with their friends and all that. But yet you are still home taking care of the kids. Are you still in the same place you were 10 years ago, because you're like, well, no, you know, you pushing him or you pushing them and you pushing them and you pushing them. They all the way up here and you still down here. And then you get pissed off because they pursued what they wanted. But you're scared to do what you want to do for the fear of them saying, you trying to be somebody. Well, absolutely, I'm trying to be somebody. I got this thing on my mirror right here. It says, I'm kind of a big deal. I am kind of a big deal. I tell myself, Lisa Dalton, you are beautiful. You are something special. You are a contagious spark of hope. That's who I am, a contagious spark of hope. When you see me, you see the smile, and you're not going to take my smile. And that's what happens, y'all, when we compromise. People take your smile, and then you're mad because they took your smile, because you submitted your will to their will. And then you submit all the time. It's not like you're submitting your will to the Lord. You're submitting your will to somebody else all the time. That's too many compromises. And then, this is one, two, three, four. The pain of disagreement is too much. The wrath, and I talked about that last week, the wrath of the other person. They get at you. You don't love me. You don't support me. You don't want me to do so and so and so. I understand you're so selfish. This is all about you. It's all about you. But dude, you've been getting your way for the past, I don't know, 20 years. You've been doing, y'all know what? So y'all know my daddy died. And so now my mom is single for the first time in 65 years. And she hasn't been able to go to the beach because dad's been sick. You know, for the past two years, mom hasn't been able to go to the beach. Well, yeah, 3 years. And when we were just, you know, my sister Hope's like, Mom, you're a single woman. And she was like, I don't know what that means. You know, I'm a single woman. And I was like, Mom, that means you can go and do some things. She was like, oh, wow, I get to go to the beach this year. Even though we're heartbroken that daddy's gone, but now she doesn't have to compromise anymore. She can just go to the beach and we have our trip already planned. But see what? But it wasn't for our disagreement and the pain, but when we're so used to taking care of people and accommodating and thinking about other people's feelings, we don't do what we need to do for ourselves. We don't. And there are times in my life, in my 57 years of being on earth, and I've gone against the grain. I was like, no, I'm going, and I don't care what you say. And I pack my bags and I head down south. Head down to Myrtle Beach. That's most of the place I would go in rebellion. But I didn't care about the pain of disagreement. But there have been times when I just like, I ain't going. And then sit and pout about it. And nobody have fun that weekend. Because the compromise didn't work out for anybody. In a compromise, everybody's supposed to be okay with the decision. But if you're not okay with the decision, then it is not a good compromise. It's not a good deal for you. Mm-mm. When you compromise too much, it's not a good deal for you when you compromise too much. Next, let's see what we got. When you decide to stop compromising yourself, you're essentially saying, I no longer will do A, B, C, and D because the price I have to pay is way too high. You set those boundaries. You set those standards. And when you do that, and firmness and conviction, people will respect you. It's when we don't open up our mouths and say what it is we really want to say. My husband said, just say what you want to say. And I'm like, you really don't want me to say what I want to say because it might hurt your feelings. You know, and then again, because I'm a people pleaser. You know, I'm a reformed people pleaser. And I'm on my way out of that. Just say what you got to say. But say it in love. Don't be mean and hateful about it. But just say what you got to say. But if your partner, your relationship, the other person think you're bluffing, they're going to try you. It's like, they say that all the time. Yeah, I'll see. And then we go through this back and forth conversation about who's going to do what. And then they find out that you fold. You just give in again. And then once again, you mad because you gave in. After you have attempted to create boundaries before you have the history of caving in, they're gonna buffet you. I'm just telling you. They're gonna buffet you, and then you're gonna fold because you're a people pleaser. But when you say no, remember I told you I wasn't doing that anymore. Not that you're being combative, but you're just saying, look, I don't like doing that. My husband does not have a problem telling me no. I don't like doing that. I don't think he compromises much of himself because he stands in his truth. No, I don't really like doing that. And you know that already. So we're not going to do that. And I just have to be okay with it. And I am. Oh, okay. I just have to be okay with it because I'm not going to fight it. I don't like fighting. I don't like fighting. Here we go. Your decision will be made with self-respect, surprisingly, and increased respect. Your partner will begin to have respect for you when you begin to stand up for yourself. Now, here are a few pointers that you can use to start using your voice and stop compromising so much. You don't create an exceptional relationship by negotiating for it. Why should I have to negotiate everything with you to have a relationship with you? Then that means you really don't want me. When I have to negotiate everything about our relationship and conform to your world. I was watching a movie. I can't think of what the movie's title was, but the mother, right before she died, she asked the daughter, what type of relationship was she? I want to get it because I want to give it to you all right. Oh, that's not it right there. But anyway, she was asking her, what does happiness, there you go, thank you Holy Spirit, what does happiness look like for you? And she was like, being with you. She's like, no, but I'm not gonna be with you always. What does happiness look like for you? And whoever you decide to spend your life with, you need to make sure their happiness looks like your happiness. Because if it doesn't, then you're going to pay a big price for that happiness. I was like, man, grandma, you own it. Because if your happiness doesn't look like my happiness and we're going this way, then we're not traveling together down the same road. Because my happiness is going to make you unhappy and your happiness is going to make me unhappy. That's what happens. So you shouldn't have to negotiate everything in your relationship. Number two, disagreements jumpstarts growth. How do you grow if I never tell you what you do piss me off? Or how do I grow? How does the other person grow if you're always saying yes? Feedback for improvement. That's what we say in the corporate world. Feedback for improvement. In order for me to grow, something's going to have to be plucked. And that's how it is. Something's going to have to be pruned and cut away. How does a plant grow when we cut it away and pull back? I trim my hedges all the way down to the bottom. And doggone it, 2-3 months, they back high again. And y'all know the more of your hair you cut, the faster it grows. That's how it works. In order to grow, you got to get cut. You got to be told the truth. You got to be told the truth. So when you tell people yes all the time, and we saw that with our last president, we don't think his parents ever told him no because he had temper tantrums to have his way. And that's what we do with our children. We're not serving them when we give them everything they want. You got to say no sometime because life does not present yeses all the time. Number three, disagreements and conflict have their cost, but they are also essential fuels for revitalizing your relationships. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to say, we're going to agree to disagree. It's okay. The world is not going to fall apart. And if they leave you because you disagree, they probably were not a good fit for your life anyway. Now, again, if you're losing everything about yourself, you really, really, really need to think about that. So the adventure begins. This is where we're taking the journey. Let's go back. I'm going to go back over what happens when you compromise too much. You compromise to keep the peace. You compromise to preserve the relationship. You compromise because you believe you don't deserve the chance to pursue what you want to do. You compromise because the pain of disagreement is too much. Now, how to feel okay with being you and be who you be when you be. You create exceptional relationships when you speak your mind in love, not cussing people out, but in love. What is the intent? That's one thing. When we were going through marriage counseling, our pastor said, what is the intent of the heart? Did they mean to hurt you, or were they trying to help you, but the delivery just didn't come out right? So you got to look at the intent of the heart. Disagreements jump starts growth. In order for us to grow, we got to disagree. Disagreements and conflict have their cost. Count up the cost. Is it worth you losing yourself when you compromise literally on everything? That's good. Count up the cost, y'all. Because when you, like my daddy said, if you agree on everything, then somebody is unhappy. If you don't like being on social media, and, you know, for me, if it wasn't for ministry, I probably wouldn't be on social media. I just think it's a time waster. It's a time stealer. And I'm really not that interested in everybody's lie, because that's what happens on social media. I talked about that the other week. You take how many selfies until you get the perfect selfie because you want to present this perfect self. But when you take all that makeup off and all the weave and all the fake eyelashes and all the fake fingernails, I don't even get a manicure. I probably do because I work in the yard, you know, but I play in dirt. And I don't wear makeup every day. That's just me. Because I want to present Lisa to the world. I don't want to present this fake person who wants to look like I got it all together when I don't. We are all broken people, y'all. And when the bend in the road comes, how far are you going to go? Are you going to break when the bend comes? No, we're going to be like bamboo. We can bend and we can go back. You can fold it and you can put it right back. We don't want to break under the pressure of trying to have relationships and be a part of people's lives. Don't break yourself just to be a part of somebody's life. That's a good place to stop and pray. Don't break yourself just to be a part of somebody's life. Lord, we thank you today for your love and your grace, oh God. We just thank you for your peace. We thank you, oh God, for everything that you have done and you're doing and will do in our lives, Lord. We want to always be true in who we are and understand the importance of speaking our truth in love, saying what we want to say in love, being considerate, but not compromising everything about ourselves. Be with us throughout this week. We ask that you just protect us, continue to look over those that are still grieving, and those who have lost loved ones, even in the situation of the aging community. God, we ask that you protect them. We speak peace on this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, you go. Share this word. There may be someone who is compromising all their stuff about themselves and they don't quite know how to get out of it. You share this podcast with them. I believe it will bless them. Remember, I say what? Smile shows to see every day. A centered soul is what? A centered mind. You all be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Finding Peace Within podcast with Lisa L. Dalton. Now, don't forget to connect with Lisa on all her social media outlets. Just Google her name, Lisa L. Dalton, or Finding Peace Within, and you'll find her there. And remember this, a centered soul is a centered mind. Be blessed.